What does it mean? Sometimes I carry my veil. It means the fact that the netilo of al yedei aguda, it's a different. It's a kiyum. It's a kiyum of zekeli. See, the Gemara doesn't mean to say zekeli my veil like ordinarily. The Gemara means that over here, because of the din of, in other words, where Rabbi Yehuda takes the halacha so far as to be an essential halacha in Lakicha Tama, we say that it's a Zekeli V'anveil. It's a kiyum of Zekeli V'anveil, and the halacha lends itself to a modified, better, and improved kind of Lakicha, because of the din of Lakicha Tama. So if that's the case, so then when you have the aguda, so you have a Lakicha Mahuderis, and it's a different it's a kiyum in the Maisa Lakicha, so you can't split the Maisa Lakicha. So therefore it'll be a posel as well. Because it's nitfas in the Maisa. It's nitfas in the Maisa. So that's why it'll be a posel. That's Masha Enikin if you have an Arav outside of the Lulav. And you have two Adasim outside of the Lulav. Then there's no Chafza. So then you can't say it's an Atila Mohuderis. But if you say, see what, no, the weird thing is where the Gemara says, that's the Gemara in before. Where the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's halacha of what? It's halacha of, yeah, the Gemara in the Flamen Gimel Amud Aleph. L'kach Magur Zezov. So the Gemara says, Rabbanan less l'kich l'kicha. Manta, the Gemara, Rabbanan less l'kich l'kicha. Manta l'hotan Rabbanan. Lul mitzvah l'agdav im l'agdav kasha. And so that's the b'risa. Lul mitzvah l'agdav. Excuse me, yeah, that's a mitzvah lagdo. Yeah, so you see if you look carefully at the Gemara, when you look at the Gemara superficially, so it would seem that the lashon of the Bryce is not exact. It shouldn't have said the Gemara says lulav mitzvah lagdo vim lo agdo kasha money irab yudikilo agdo my kasha irabonim my mitzvah kovid. Lolam Rabbanon who mitzvah Mishum Zekeli Vanveil. Yeah, but that's not, but the Mashmas of Brisa is, that's the Gemara's question. Mashmas of Brisa is like Rabbi Yehuda. And if it's like Rabbi Yehuda, because it's mitzvah Logdo. And how can you say Vim Logdo's kasher? So the Gemara says, no, the answer is Zekeli Vanveil. What the Gemara is saying is really something, it's deeper than just, not just Zekeli Vanveil. What the Gemara is saying is where Rabbi Yehuda takes the Halacha of Lakicha Tama, where he takes the halacha of lekicha tama to the point of where you must have an aguda, which means it must be a specific ma'isa netila for this entity, and therefore it holds dalad minim won't do, because then you're going to have one ma'isa, which is divided up among four articles. So we agree that we hold that that's not true, that, you know, that there's no halacha of a particular lekicha. But nevertheless, we say that since the Torah has a concept of lekicha tama, so if you tie it together, it's in lekicha mahuderis, and it lends itself to zekeli vanveil. So it come out that if you do it in that manner, you're doing a netila mahuderis, and it's nitfas in the maisa as a qualitatively differentiated maisa netila of a kiyum of zekeli vanveil. If that's the case, so then if the lulav is not yotzei tefach, so you don't have either, because you don't have, in other words, you have a kiyum of a one maisa, a kiyum hidur of one maisa, and in that one maisa netila, the lulav is not proper, so it lacks, so you don't have anything, because you have a maisa of a netila muderis. And in that Maisa Netila Muderis, the Netilas Lulav is, the Kiyam Lulav is lacking. And so it come out that the Zekeli Vanveil will be a Ma'akev. In this case, the Zekeli Vanveil will be a Ma'akev. Of course, it's indivisible if it's in one Maisa. It's indivisible if it's in a Maisa. But if you leave one Arava out, so then there is no Hidur Maisa, because you don't have, that's correct, because you don't have the Minim. You don't have the Minim. So, but if you have them all together and you have one Maisa Netilos, so and now it's a Netila Muderis. If it's a Netila Muderis, it'll come out that it's simply not possible to be mekayim the kiyum lulav if the lulav is not proper in relationship to the other mina. You see? That's what I think. That's what I have to say. You follow?
Well, it's not
you got it. What is that? What is that about?
I'm asking. If you say that the Lakita is Nikras Hashem Alulav, and through that Buddha, you're knocking out the Lulav, now you don't have the Tila. So how do you say that there?
So you're not knocking out the lulav as a min. You're not knocking out the lulav as a min. You're saying the kiyum netilah is lacking. No, because it's muderis from one standpoint. The maisa is has a superiority from one standpoint.
And because of that, we're doing the maisa. You're doing a
maisa
and
therefore the key and the tila cannot emerge through that maisa. That's right. You see, if there were no halacha l'kichat tamah, so you wouldn't be able to make any extensions on it. So then it would be in the basic form. So it can't be worse. So if you're adding hida, which is super added. So it's a superadded something superadded to the Dalet Minim, so it can't be Ma'akev. But if you say that the concept of Lekichat Tamah points and paves the way for a Lekichat Muderes, so now if you do that, so now since that's a Lekichat Muderes, so because of the nature of how you were notel, so it'll come out that insofar as how you were notel, There is a hidur, but that is going to be ma'akev the kiyum. That hidur, that maisa, which is vis-a-vis the four, will be ma'akev the kiyum, the ikur kiyum, the tila of the lulav itself. Just as this is, you got one of them.
You're not trying to do the regular mitzvah without the hitter. You're trying to do the mitzvah with the hitter. The mice and mitzvah with the hitter. So now, yeah, that's the one you're trying to do, but you're not doing it. You're not accomplishing it. You're not doing the regular thing anymore.
This is right. You're not doing it. That's exactly right.
Not doing
it.
Not the hitter is not a
better mice.
Yeah, that's correct. See, that's the thing. That's that's correct. That's correct. No. Yeah. In other words, like this. It is. In other words, like this. We really had it. In other words, like this. You see, the thing is, what we established yesterday is that there's a kiyum netila, right? There's a kiyum netila, and we said that in the dalet minim the Iker kiyum netila is what? Is the lulav. So you see, the concept of a kiyum netila lends itself to a shear. It's something that lends itself to a shear. You follow? But netila is something which is subject to variation of degree. There's a degree, there's a shear. So we said that's why it's all nikras lulav, mitzvahs lulav. Why? Because in the concept of netila, the other ones participate, but the main participant is really the lulav. So netila lends itself, you see, to a shiur. It lends itself to a shiur. So now if you apply hidur to netila, so it comes out that you have halachically a netila, b'miktsas, of hidur. In other words, since hidur lends itself to shear, that's the whole concept of the kiyum netila, and that it lends itself to shear. So now it comes out when I pick it up, and from a qualitative standpoint, there's a hidur in this netila. Is it halachically? Is there a halos netila? Yes. But the Kiyam HaMitzvah is not totally in the mere halos of Netilah. It's totally in the Netilah emerging from the Lulav, essentially. You see? So if there's a Hidur in the quality of the Netilah, that'll be Nitvas. But the Kiyam HaMitzvah is not totally... See, if it were, the problem is like this. See, the problem is, because you're looking at, we're looking at it like this, the wrong way. That it's a question of either you are no Kibbal, or meaning you are no Kibbal. Then you're right. Then there's no way. Then it's going to be either you have... So why should Zekele Vavel be a Ma'akev? Either, where's the basic mitzvah? That's only as long as you say it's not a sheer thing. It's not a thing of sheer. You see, it's either yes or no. So how could you say that I'm doing a mitzvah as a Caleb Navel, but I don't have the basic thing? So I should go back to the basic thing, be also the mitzvah. That's good if you're dealing with a mitzvah which is not subject to shear. But it's either or. Either you did it or you didn't do it. Okay, so then you're right. So Dalmelch is a Caleb Navel, but the basic mitzvah I should get. But if you say this is a quality, this is a certain quality that emerges from the sheer netilah, which is the kiyum mitzvasa, and now there's a zekeli v'yamveyu related to the way I do it in the maisa al yedei maisa, and that's what the Gemara is saying, that it's true we don't hold like a Yehuda, but we hold it zekeli v'yamveyu in lekichatama. That's exactly what the Gemara is saying, because that's the brisa that puts them both in the same area. So if that's the case, so then if I take them through an agudah, so there's a certain quality in that lakicha. You see, which halachically is a halachic phenomenon. So it comes out that quality in that entity will be a quality in the lakicha tama of the dalad minim, which is a maisa hamitzvah. But the kiyum mitzvasa, in terms of the maisa hamitzvah, that's true. That is a maisa mitzvah of dalad minim. You see, it is a maisa mitzvah of dalminim. But in terms, and you see even according to fits very well with the Rambam, that you can't even hold it before you start. Because it's a shear in the tilo, and it begins from the moment of contact with the dalminim. So therefore, from that moment, if you do that in a qualitatively superior manner, so then it'll come out that this is nitfas as a maisa hamitzvah. But the kiyum mitzvaso won't take place until when? Until the end. And it'll come out in the end, the lulav was not prominent in this mice and atila. So it's a mice and atila, but the kiyum mitzvaso is not going to come into existence because of the fact that you did this al yedei mice and muhuderis. You see? You follow what I mean? What, in the Zekele Vavayu?
It's a Hidur, yeah.
The Zekele... That's right. The Zekele Vavayu is a reality with regard to how you toe-face these Dalad Minim. So now you're being toe-faced, and that's a halachic phenomenon. The moment you do it in that manner, so that's considered a superior kind of Netilah. And insofar as Zekele Vavayu is concerned, it registers. It means that's a chalos, it's chal. So it comes out that the way you did it is superior. So that's Zekele Vavayu, so that becomes part of the halachic kiyum of the netilah. It's an enhancement of the kiyum netilah, of the mice netilah. So you can't take that away because that's true. That's a halachic thing that exists. But it'll come out that the kiyum mitzvasa, which means that in the Netilah, so with regard to, let's say, for instance, you have, it's very simple to understand. You have three minim there, right? So with regard to the Adasim and the Arovis, let's say, so definitely it's a kiyum, it's a superior kiyum Netilah. Because they're Kelev Naveu, it's all one Aguda. So with regard to those minim, you have already a superior Netilah, you see. But the kiyum Mitzvasa is not going to take place until you have the third one, the lulav, emerges and has to emerge in its prominence. And that's not going to be able to take place. So it comes out that it's very simple to understand it. Conceptually, it's very abstract, but you can simplify it, bring it down to earth if you look at the other meaning. You see clearly how it works. Because with regard to the other meaning, you see there's a superior netilah. And then for as far as the Rosh Hashanah is concerned, yes, you had a superior Natila. You have to remember there's four minim. I mean, you can take one after another, according to the Rambam. Take one after another, and the last one is Lulav. The last one is when the Kiyum Mitzvasa takes place. But the Maisa Natila vis-a-vis the Aravas and Adasim is completely on their own. So it came out over here that vis-a-vis the Aravas and Adasim, it's a superior Kiyum Natila. And it's also superior Kiyum Natila vis-a-vis the Hascholas Natila of the Lulav. But the Kiyum Mitzvasa demands that the Lulav is most prominent in Natila. So therefore, it will come out that the Hidur, in terms of the nature of the Maisa, will be a Ma'akev. The Kiyum of Hidur, insofar as the nature of the Maisa, will be a Ma'akev, insofar as the Kiyum Mitzvasa of the Lulav. That's what I mean. That's very good. What's the problem? What? Okay, does it make sense? So, what do you say?
I say it's beautiful.
I think you're right, yeah. It's a unique situation. It's a unique situation. That's what the Rambam says. That's a Makev. That's what the Rambam says, Makev. If you think it through logically, you see over here, you're in a different kind of a situation than ordinarily.
Does he have to now? Can he just pick up a word?
What?
He wants to.
Yes. You pick up separately. Ain't no Hanami. That's right. If he picks up the lulav separately, then he'll have the Kiyum Mitzvasa. What? He wouldn't have the Kiyum Mitzvasa. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. But it all hinges on one point. What is the essential point? The essential point is the Gemara in the Lama Gimel Aleph, which really now becomes very clear. Now, why is it? It sounds like when you first learn the Gemara, it sounds like Gemara just added something. Okay, we all say Kelim Aveir. Hey, say Kelim Aveir is all the Kol Tarkul. Why do you have to mention that over here? The answer is no. Over here, it's a different Zekelim Aveir. It's a qualitative Zekelim Aveir in a Maisa Natila. And since there, and we'd never know such a phenomenon if there weren't Lekichatama. Lekichatama sets the stage for that type of an action. Once there is such a kind of an action, if the individual engages in that action, that's considered a. And that's considered a superior action insofar as Natila is concerned. So insofar as the other medium, he already has a superior Natila. Once it's Nitfas as a superior Natila, then it's waiting for now you need the Kiyum Mitzvasa. But the Kiyum Mitzvasa requires the prominence of the Lulav. So it'll be a Ma'akev in the prominence of Lulav. Makes sense. Yeah. What do you say? Yeah. Okay. So that will answer. Yeah. Go ahead.
Not far. The Rambam has a halacha. This halacha in Ches, where he speaks about the sheer parak of Kol Nim.
Right.
Not where he speaks about how you know Kel or the mitzvah laguda. How does that fit in?
No, because it's
because
halacha sheer.
So the Ches. But what we said, we're not saying the Ches is lacking. We're saying the Ma'aseh Tefila is lacking.
That's correct, but that's the shear is going to affect the Kiyum Natila. The shear is going to affect the Kiyum Natila. This is that Ram is wherever shear plays a role. Wherever shear is market. So he puts it in shear.
So even by Hadassah Ravus, the people of market of shear is marketing
the Right.
That's what you would say.
Right. Yeah, because the whole thing is Natila. Okay. That's the whole nature of the mitzvah, the Kiyum Natila, yeah?
Yeah, really?
Yes.
The Rambam is the one who set this up, this idea based on the idea of Agad.
Yeah.
But the Sugi and the other Rishonim, it doesn't sound like it has anything to do with Agad.
What are you talking about? Say it again. What?
Okay. This idea in the Rambam is based on this concept that you owed in a little with the other meaning.
Right.
But the Sugi itself, and the way the Rishonim have it, and the Shulchan Aruch, has nothing to do with whether you owed in a Talulah or not. It's a separate din, this idea of Tefach Yotze.
Whether or not you should have been
good. I understand what you're talking about. Who else has Tefach Yotze?
Okay. The Rambam is the one who throws this halacha into the realm of the question of Agad.
Yeah, nobody else discusses this.
No, they have this halacha of Lulav Yotze, Tefach Yotze.
Yeah, but not in the Agad, not in the Aguda.
That's the point I'm making.
Yeah, so I understand. So we're talking about the Rambam.
Okay.
No, I don't understand what your point is. Tefach Yotze, they're learning in the sheer lulav. But you see, but that By the way, I mean, that itself shows that everybody holds as a key in the tila of the dollar meaning, because otherwise, one is there's one key in the tila, and the lulav. You see the way the shear of the lulav was determined. Yeah, that's right. They're subordinated to the lulav. That the ikun of key in the tila is in the lulav according to everybody. Now you see, that's right. That's correct. That's one thing you see. It's hard to get away from that. But the Rambam took that to its logical conclusion. The Rambam says that's the case. So then it depends how you do the ma'isa. Once hider mitzvah over here is an extension of the lakicha tama, modifies the lakicha, you can't have it both ways. It's going to be chal. Once it's chal, it'll be a ma'akeh. Once it's chal, it'll be a ma'akeh. It'll come out, this is the only case. That's right. It'll come out that this, since there is halachically, zekeli v'anveil is an extraneous entity, but it's nitfas in the halachic structure of what you do. So therefore, if this is, once this is nitfas, and now you're doing it elakicha muhderes, so you're going to be in trouble if the netila of the lulav does not have its prominence because of the nature of your, because of the nature of your lakicha. That's what Ram is saying. Right. That's right. That's right.
Usually, we don't always say
like another
mitzvah.
You know? Usually, it's not. Usually, it's a human.
Right? Here, it's not. Is that because
the whole mitzvah is really? Without saying that. The I thought of that, but without saying that, you don't need that. Over here, the zekeli naveos of a different kind.
I know, but that,
you see, no, it's only in Zekeli Maveo is in the Kiyum Netila Shom, in the Kiyum Maisa. So in Maisa, you can't divide a Maisa. You can divide it in a Heftza, so you can say, I have this, and then you added something onto it. So you can say, so forget about what you added onto it. But the Heftza is still intact. But a Maisa is a qualitative phenomenon. So the moment you tell me that there is a Netila Muderis, now it's qualitatively a different kind of a, you see, the Hidur mitzvah over here is a Hidur in a qualitative phenomenon. So you can't separate it from the basic. In a Chachzah, you can separate it. You can say there's the Ksav, and then there's the Hidur of the Ksav. So let's say, for instance, the Hidur is not so good. So what? It's not Makav, we have basic Ksav. You can divide it. It's subject to division. But in a Mice is not subject to division. A Mice is a qualitative phenomenon. So therefore, if you're telling me it's a Maisa Muderes, so then it's a certain quality of Maisa. The only question is that why don't I say either it's Nitfas or it's not? So that's if it's a question, an immediate question. Is it Chal or is it not Chal? So how can it be Ma'akev? But if it's a Maisa like the Dalad Minim, which has a Kium that results from an extended entity of Maisa, and you're doing this Maisa with a certain quality, so then it's impossible. Then the Kiyam Mitzvah is going to be affected. Because it's not a question of either or. It's Chal immediately or not. Because you see in the contrary, that the Dalad Minim take one in the morning, one a little later, and then the last one is the Kiyam Mitzvah. So you can't change the nature of the Maisa that you did before with regard to the other ones. When you come to the last one, you can't do that. So let's say you do a Maisa Muderes vis-a-vis the first two. So it's Nitzvah to the Maisa Muderes. If it's a Maisa Muderes, now the last one has to fall in line with that type of a Maisa. If it doesn't, so then you're going to be lacking in the Kiyum. Then you're going to be lacking in the Kiyum. So therefore, the Aguda could be a Ma'akev. That's what the Rambam is saying. That'll come out. That when you analyze it logically, you'll have something here that you don't have anywhere else, which is that the Zekeli V'Anveyu can turn out to be a Ma'akev in the Kiyum Mitzvasa. That's what he's saying. That's a sharp concept. But getting back to Danny's question, so the thing is that how could you have a Shita, the Beis Yosef Shita, and that's where the Rav Paskin, or a Chaim Paskin, that you go around with the Dalad Minim and with the Arava. But the question is that the Arava really is what? That the Arava is nothing more than one of the Dalad Minim. So you've been Mosef on the Aravas. So where are your two things? If you're taking them simultaneously, where are your two things? It's comes that you simply be most one Yarovas. So the Rambam say not a mitzvah namucha, fine. But according to many sheets, it'll even be one. So what's the answer? So the answer is that really you're trying to be a Rambam sheet and the other sheet is that hold that you mark it for the Arava and with the Lulav. So according to the Rambam, since it's a mitzvah bishlei musa, you have all the minim and they're in the aguda, so that is a special kiyum natila, you see. Now your arava that's mibachutz will not be a mosif, because the quality of the natila is different, you see. So it won't be a mosif. In other words, according to the Rambam, what we're saying is like this, that let's say a person would take, the Rambam says a mitzvah shenim and a mufcha, if you add aravas. That's only if you add them to the aguda. But let's say, for instance, you take the lulav in one aguda, and now you take aravas outside. According to the Rambam, it would not be in violation of the lo sosifu, which renders the mitzvah she'enim and amufcha. Why? Because since it's not part of the netila, it's not part of that netila.
See?
Say again. Right. If you, that,
the same principle.
Which case, where if you leave? Not if you have it in the other hand. Then we said you would be yotze, no? Because not an agudah. Not good. But once it's an aguda, that's the thing. Once it's an aguda, so now it's a certain kind of natila. So if it's a certain kind of natila, so the others are not mitzurif to that natila. So even according to the Rambam, it wouldn't be a mitzvah she'enim and a mufcha. So that's why it's very good. That's the Rav's harah or apayim's. I think he said it goes back to apayim's harah is perfect, because now you can be yotze like the machaber says. You can be yotze both. You take the aravas and you take the luluf together, and there's no problem because the netila of the zekeli v'anveyu is a qualitatively differentiated netila. So it's not considered a mitzvah she'enim and a mufchar, and therefore the netilas arava is a netila b'fnei atzma, and the netilas arava is a netila b'fnei atzma. So if you makif with both, you don't lose anything. On the contrary, you yotze the other shita also, and even the Rambam himself would be moda that you're not in violation of a mitzvah she'enim and a mufchar. And how do you know the Rambam? That's really, you could derive that from the Rambam of the Shir of Tefach yotze min alulav. Works out very well. It's a very delicate point. What? Every other day, what? It wouldn't help you. It wouldn't help you. I know what you want to do. You want to say that every other day. You won't be able to Baltosif, but it won't help you. It won't be any either. That's right. As a matter of fact, I think Raman, in the Tshuva somewhere, he says it's a Hidra in the Oshana. In the Oshana. So you see, he held it, it's only Hidra. That's a good Gdol. But outside, not part of it, it's Lomayla Vlamari. It's Lomayla Vlamari. It's not, yeah, that's right. Lomayla Vlamari. It's nothing. Lomayla Vlamari. That's it again?
Then it'd be an emotion because
it's one qualitative Misa, and in that Misa, even though it's not the highest quality, but in that quality of the Misa, it's most. That's right. There's nothing else. There's no hidur in the quality to separate those away from that. That's right. So it comes out the hidur in the quality is it can turn on you. It could be a makif. It's a very abstract point. Very abstract point.
If I wanted to take more than, if you took more than one lulav, if you took more than one hikud together, would that be a problem?
If you took more than what?
If you took two different hikuds together, that would be a problem? No. They pick up two lulav at the same time and two lulav.
Yeah.
It's in fact. Let's say I'm going to get all of it together. Amage, two loven, four aravos, and six of us in the end.
According to the Rambam, what does Rambam say? Rambam says, well, yeah, according to the Rambam, that'd be definitely about Tyson. Because Lulav is definitely one. Lulav is definitely one. But his only question was by Avei Nacham, with the limit of two. But Lulav says, Lulav, nobody holds it. Well, it would seem, the Rambam, Rambam's Tshuva. Lulav, nobody holds this.
What
if you had, it might be the real Baltes going to Rambam. I don't know. What does Rambam say? Oh, Tysus, like Tysus. Yeah, that's right. Depends how he holds, but the Tysus holds that, yeah. That's that Tysus. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, okay, good. We don't know. Yeah, yeah. You what?
You have
an Aguda,
the
Rambam
the same height.
Yeah.
Lulav's not
yet
the Tesla. And then you take a separate Lulav.
Right.
And then you take the aravos for the hashanas. What? What's the,
it's
really
common.
No, because you have the lakita, you want lakita on the aguda.
Right.
Right? So therefore the hadas, the aravos shouldn't get into that, shouldn't be a problem, should be separate to tefillah. Right? But you're not going to be able to, and you take the lulav at the same time. So you're doing a separate mitzah lakita on the lulav. That's
what? Say it again. Okay, you have the little one. You're lacking in the key and the tzvas of lulav.
Same height, right?
Right.
Then you can take the lulav at the same time outside the aguda.
Okay.
And you take your aravos for the times.
You take your aravos and you walk around. You mean?
Right.
Oh, forget about walking around. I mean, I wouldn't even come to shul like that. Walk around, but let's take it as a regular case. You know, so you mean a person did this at home? So what? You wonder if he's over Baal Kosher? If he's over real?
You don't want to get all wrong.
Because with the cut part of the aravos of Ogadim,
not for you. Not for you.
He's wearing tzitzis.
And
chilling. And eating matzah. And chilling. Shechol yes b'yanta. Shechol yes b'rashan. I would not recommend it. Now, I would say Obiyova. Obiyova to Rambam's Baltasar. On the
Aravos?
On the Aravos.
On the Aravos. Even though they're apples
and wine. Oh, you mean?
No, because the Aravos are inside. If you recognize the Aguda as an Amaisa, right, of Hidor.
Right.
Right?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So the Aravos shouldn't be Baltasar.
Right. And the Kiyam Lulav, yes.
And the Kiyam Lulav, yes.
He has the lulav.
He's in the field. So he has a Maisa Muderis with regard to that. So as far as the Dalit Minim is, as far as the Kiyum.
No, so you don't have an egg at that.
You don't have any egg. You don't have anything. That's why it's
about that. You do have an egg because you don't have an egg. It's possible. And now you have
an egg.
No, but then Lulav is supposed to get Kiyum
Tzvasa. No, but you're only missing the Kiyum.
So therefore he gets the Kiyum then from putting it on the
table. What is that?
No, he has the Tila, and now he has Kiyum Tzvasa. If they're Kiyum Tzvasa,
if you're doing the
mice
on
Tula
Lulav,
yeah, but why?
You're only getting the Kiyum with one, you're doing the mice.
So what is the Yaga that one has?
No, but that's what you're supposed to do.
What do you say? The what?
They could argue it's okay.
Okay, because he's saying that the Aravos were already nitfas and a kiyum ma'isim
u'daras.
Right. Even though no, that's correct. That's correct. That makes sense. Yeah. So you take the kiyum lulav. Now you're taking Aravos. Now you're taking Aravos together with lulav.
Yeah,
but that's
no. No.
He's taking the same thing. I'm taking the
yagel
one
here. Right. And it's not yotzei kepa.
What do you mean? Take all this at one time?
Yes, all one time. Yeah.
Oh, all one time. They take the lulav separately.
Right.
So
if that's not baltosis, assuming that's not baltosis.
Right. Right. Not baltosis here. Yeah.
Because one is in the yaga, one is in the tilos, the lulav is in the yaga, and one is outside.
So you have the tilos, lulav, so you have a qualitatively superior mice in the tilos with regard to these three minim, but there's no kiyam lulav. So now you take the kiyam lulav and a separate kiyam. And now what do you want to do?
I take my rabbis also for halshanas.
I'll take your rubber switches. Me, he says, instead of rubber six training, he says, you got some rubber, right?
But you're lifting too long.
Yeah, yeah, no, so that's all right. Are from time,
right?
But you're actually lifting too long in that one time.
Now, all he's saying is that it shouldn't be any different if your lulav is. In other words, his question is if a guy is not yotze, the kiyum lulav, because it's not a tefach. So if he picks up another lulav, does that, in order to be outside the kiyum lulav, will that affect the aravos outside and make it a mitzvah shenim and a mufcha?
Should not.
You're right. Should not. Mustavish should not. Yeah, because it's vis-a-vis the aravos. You have a kiyum, a special kiyum of the tefillin mudaris.
Right.
But the kiyum mitzvasa is no. The kiyum mitzvasa shall dalad minim. The key, in other words, the hidur, insofar as the nature of the tefillin vis-a-vis the aravos and the adasim is there. The Zekeli Van Veil, insofar as the quality of the mice and the tila is concerned. But the Kiyam Mitzvasa of the Kiyam Mitzvasa, it is a mice and a tila, but the Kiyam Mitzvasa of the tila, where the lulav has to be prominent, insofar as that's concerned, the Kiyam Mitzvasa is not good. So there he takes a lulav. So that makes up for that. But now he doesn't have a Kiyam, right. So now, that's correct. So he doesn't have a Kiyam Mitzvasa of Zekeli Van Veil. But in the mice and Atila, there is a Zekeli Van Veil. But then you're saying then the Aravos will be extraneous.
Right.
Mustava will be extraneous. It'll have to be point to what we're saying, that's what you're going to have to say. Point to what we're saying, that's right.
No, you wouldn't say the Aravos now merged with that separate.
No, you wouldn't say. No. I wouldn't. That's right. Because the same mice and Mudaris apostles. The kiyum mitzvasa of lulav is going to separate the other aravos, and that's what we're saying basically. So it doesn't matter if he has the kiyum lulav or not. That's right. Let's start. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
If one is within the aguda, but there's no kiyum, and one is outside the aguda,
if he can actually
pick it up.
Now that. And so far as the lulav is concerned, definitely Mitzvah Shanim Mudaris.
Right.
I mean, a question whether it's a real Baal Taisa. But that's the whole question about Dalmina. That sheets that Taisa sells now.
Yeah.
No, actually, if you're outside,
you do
the second
lulav? Yeah, sheets that Taisa sells, you take five lulav. Taisa doesn't matter. I don't know. The Rambam doesn't say. I don't know.
No, but you're taking it all together.
It's still like taking two lulavim.
Right.
What's the difference? It's like taking two lulavim. So what would the Rambam take two lulavim? It's like taking two lulavim.
Yeah, but one is a mice and mudaris, but there's no kiyum.
I would say the other one.
It doesn't matter, but it's still. You mean because there's no kiyum? You mean?
But it's still registers as a
lulav. It's still a Natilas lulav, but the kiyum mitzvasa of Natila is not there because of another aspect to it. But in the terms of the actual Natila, was there a Natilas lulav? Yes, there was a Natilas lulav. And the Natilas lulav was a Natilas lulav in a very specialized way. But the kiyum mitzvasa requires another aspect, and that aspect is lacking. That's what we're saying here. That's the concept. That there's another aspect that you need in order to have a kiyum mitzvasa. It's broken up into different components. But the nature of the netilah will be, yes, a netilah muderes shalulav. But the only thing is that the kiyum mitzvasa is being nisake because of the fact that it doesn't have the prominence. Another feature.
Right.
You're right. That's right.
You pick the lulav up.
You're right. No, so he's saying the Aravo, so there's no, no, he, what he's saying is there's no difference. The same reason we're saying that according to the Rambam, it'd be okay to do the kafas the way we do them. The Rav said, for the same reason, it doesn't matter if your lulav is too short. It would also be the same. That makes sense. What? I would say, do it that way. There's no something about it. Might be over both places. Point to the Rambam. I think so, yeah. Yeah, you're over both places on the lulav. You're definitely over both places on the lulav. Because in terms of the Maisa HaMetzvah, it's a Maisa HaTilah. So you're doing the Maisa HaTilah to the Lord. Both places. What? Yeah, real kind. Yeah, I would say so. According to the Ram, well, yeah, and is he assuming the Ram doesn't go like this? Okay. Well, we don't know. Right. Okay.
For one after the other, then we'll be okay.
So. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Oh, one second. So that's
a ruler and an Esrog in my left hand, and I had the Hadassim, the Aravos. That are right up to the shed, the top of the ruler in the other hand.
Doesn't matter.
According to the Rambam, according to the, just take a regular rule, wherever it does. Okay. But anyways, the.
Is that possibly, would that a ruler in my right hand be possible?
What's the case, guy?
In my right hand, I made an agad of a ruler, hadassim, and a rubber. But I didn't have the tefach for the ruler.
That's the same case as his case. Okay, go ahead.
And then in my left hand, I had a ruler by itself and an esrog by itself.
So what's your question? Is it left hand? Yes, with left hand. Yes, with left hand. So what do I know? Are you over Baal Tosef?
Yeah, I'm over Baal Tosef.
Sure. You have to. That's same as his case. That was his question, but that's but it doesn't matter. But you have a mice and a tilah to love him. So that's Baal Tosef. Baal Tosef doesn't need a kiyum. It's vasa. It's a mice and a tilah. You're not allowed to do it.
Okay.
Now the question, what about the question of the as a matter of fact, okay. Okay, so what about the question of if you hold the lulav, if you hold them all in one hand, what's the halacha? So in the Rambam it seems clear, insofar as being yotze, you're yotze. He doesn't say it's ma'akev. He just says a mitzvah kol chasa, right? Am I right? He doesn't say it's ma'akev. So even if you, what's the whole idea of lulav being min and esrog b'smol? And the Gemara says that afilo Rabbi Yosef afilo echa b'shtei yodo. My time alav mishum the boy hodo afilo echad b'shtei yodo. Lo kiven amar rabba lulav being min esrog b'smol zimnin the machlafile v'yosi lafuchinu. That sometimes what will happen? Yeah, this is more than Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds a what? Kadesh Yevzenu Shnayim Biyado Achas. Rabbi Yosef Mashiach Lachu B'Shtei Yodav.
We're on Lamed Aleph and Beis.
My time, Moshe Gemara said, what's the time of Rabbi Yehuda? The Gemara wants to know whether Rabbi Yehuda holds from Hadar or not. So the Gemara says, and I'll show you, he holds from Hadar. Why Toshma? Begodl Kadesh Yevzenu Shnayim Biyado Achas. The Rabbi Yehuda. So yeah, there's a shir l'mayla, that it can't be bigger than two in one hand. Rabbi Yosef Mashfilecha b'shtei yada. My time, what's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda that he has a shir l'mayla? Lav mishum de boy hadar, because that's to be hadar, and it's too big is not hadar. Yeah. So the Gemara says, no, look, even though Rabbi Lulav been investing with small, Zimun the Michlafile, Vaosilafu Chinu, Vaosil Ifsuli. Because sometimes what happens, they give it in the wrong way. Right? And yeah.
I think he's going to switch it.
He'll switch it. Guys, in the base of Shem Yerachas. Shem Makom Ha'echad Yochaz Alulav. So sometimes, Zimun the Mechlefilei, sometimes they'll switch it. Vasi Lafuchina, he's going to try to correct it, so it'll be the juggling act. Vasi Lefsuli, because it'll fall down. I think Rashi will fall down, right? Yeah, Rashi, yeah. Mishim Dahacha, give them a rabbi asking me, Mishim Dahacha Tlas Mitzvah, Esro Chad Mitzvah, Zimun the Mechlefilei, Shinos Nilo, Esro Bimin, the little bit small. And they give them the wrong way. The Tzach Lahofcha Miyad Liyad, Velechaz Esro, a little bit Achas, Miyad of Achiyachlef, the Ehava God of Yosem, he died, Shem Yipo, Miyad of Yifsel, She Yerberg Nekev. So he'll Zigzera. So you see one thing over here. So you see, it's a funny kind of a thing. So you see, you definitely yotze, but it's just a halacha of that it should be lulav b'yamin and esrog b'smol. In terms of being yotze the mitzvah, so you yotze the mitzvah. So what is the advantage of doing that? I mean, switching it around the right way. So you see that there's a halacha of a kiyum netila, and even though he was yotze the mitzvah. But the kiyum netila was not bishlemusa. So therefore, when he does it afterwards, so he has an additional kiyum netila. The halacha of esrog b'smol and lulav b'yamin is the halacha in the kiyum netila. It's the halacha in the kiyum netila. But it's not a ma'akev in the kiyum mitzvah. It's not a makiv in the kiyum mitzvah, but it's going to lack in the kiyum netila. It'll lack in the kiyum.
There's a sheet that says it is makiv. I just want to point out.
Yeah, which sheet is that?
Ben Chananel.
I could be. He yells right away. Yells makiv. Yeah. But the Rambam doesn't seem to say that, does he? If I'm not mistaken.
No, for the Rambam, it's very clear that baby mitzvah doesn't matter.
Does not matter. It's just he says mitzvah kel chasa. Mitzvah kel chasa. Mitzvah kel chasa. Why? Because the kiyum netila is not complete. It lacks in the kiyum netila. So without the concept of the kiyum netila, yetzer is. What's the difference? But either yetzer, not yetzer. But with the concept of a kiyum netila, so there's a specific tzura for the kiyum netila, and the specific tzura for the kiyum netila is yamin and small. Is yamin and small because these are three and this one's one, so it should be yamin and small. So you see the idea of kiyum netila really is manifest from that very halacha. But this is halacha just to we don't know from lekicha tama. So what's the difference if you min asmol? But you see there's a difference in terms of the kiyum netila. It makes a difference in terms of the kiyum netila. Okay.
Does that mean after, what about after you do the mitzvah and after you're holding it later on? Is there still kiyum netila?
It would seem so. It would seem that there's a kiyum netila. There's still a kiyum netila because otherwise, then the anuim, you're already yotze the mitzvah. I mean, doesn't Rebbe something that about the anuim?
Hello.
Okay. I feel like, I think so. But the Nianuim, but the Kiyum of the Nianuim and the Maisa Mitzvah. That should be Mitzvah. Yes. Yeah, I want to ask you.
That even when you walked around Kafos, you know, with those Shanas, that you shouldn't hold it all in one hand, but it should be the Rulav and the Yamin and Esrog
B'smol. Small. That's right. So it should be a full Kiyum Mitzvah.
Yeah, and if you yelled it already before, you know.
That's right. That's exactly right.
When you picked up the Rulav first time.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, that's the brisker up.
You hold your matzah, by the way.
Yeah. No, but you see, but the rub was makbid also now. Okay, very good. All right, I just want to say one thing that the, all right. Insofar as the concept, I said, I just want to show you an interesting thing. That what happened, you know, the concept of Hashanah Rabbah, concept of Hashanah Rabbah itself. That what is the concept of Hashanah Rabbah? It's the Aniva Hu Hashino. So Taisva says, the Makif, you know, the question is that why is Hashanah Rabbah really something today? I mean, why is it something today? So you say, yeah, that's true, but it says Pesach. It says Pesach is nidunim al alatua, and it says Batzeres is nidunim al alaperos. So if you're going to say that, so why don't you have a Shana Rabba type thing on the Pesach and on Atzeres? You see, that's the Mishnah. Tezayin amal for Hashanah, but Perkum olam nidun. Pesach alatua, Batzeres alaperos ilum, Hashanah kol boi olam alum from the kid named Mara. Everything's totally alamayim. I understand, but it's true. It may be true that everything's totally alamayim, but who also? I mean, you can't say so. What? So we're only going to do something that's. What about that? I mean, who are we going to just forget about? I don't think we'd be too happy about that. A little on water. I mean, that's the question. The question is, what's. Why is it different over here? So over here, it's a concept of b'chagni dunam alamayim. B'chagni dunam alamayim. The whole thing is the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. So the question is how our Mishnah goes. But it's whole machlokes tanoim. And the whole machlokes tanoim. But what I want to say is like this. That it's a mistake that people think because it's another Yom Kippur. That's not what it is. Because like I said, if you say it's another Yom Kippur, because B'chag Nidunim Alamayim, so then you hold like the Tana of the Mishnah, that B'chag Nidunim Alamayim. So if that's the case, so Pesach and Atzeres also the same thing. So why don't you have something then? Yeah. But the thing is like this, that it's not because of the, see, people think that B'chag Nidunim Alamayim, so it's because of the Emas Adin of the Mayim. You see, the Emas Adin of the Mayim. It's not because of the Emas Adin of the Mayim, because then you have the same thing on Pesach, the Emas Adin of Tvor. It's because of the fact that it's a kiyum in that the idea that B'chag Nidunim Alamayim is a kiyum in the regel. You understand? The idea of the regel is identified with it. You see, that's what the Gemara says, and you look carefully, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, the Zayin Amar Aleph. It says, the Gemara says that, Omar B'Dom Shimon Rabbi Akiva, Mibnei Ma Omar Torah Aviyu Omar B'Pesach, Mnei Sha Pesach Zman Tvuhu, Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Aviyu Lefanei Omar, B'Pesach, Kidei Sha Tizborech Lachem Tvuhu Asha B'Sarais, Mnei Ma Omar Torah Aviyu Shtei Alechem B'Tzeres, Mnei Sha Tzeres Zman Peres Ilonu, Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Aviyu Lefanei Shtei Alechem B'Tzeres, Kidei Sha Tizborech Lachem Peres Ilonu, The riff has a gist because that's the zman of Gishama. Okay, you So what is Rabbi Kiva saying? Rabbi Kiva is saying that it's the schus of the chag that gives Klal Yisrael the bracha in these areas. You understand what I'm saying? It's the schus of the chag. It's the schus of chag Pesach, the schus of Atzeres, and the schus of chag Sukkos. That's really what we celebrate. You understand? It's not the emas adin. It's not the emas adin of the mayim. It's a mistake because Yom Kippur. That's it. The Yom Kippur. The emas adin is Yom Kippur. But it's the fact that the chag is tied to the Birkas HaMayim is totally in the chag. So that gives a special dimension to the Kedushas HaRegel. You understand? It gives a special dimension and demands a special recognition. But the question still remains, if that's the case, so what happened to Pesach and Atzeres? Yeah, but the answer is like this. I think the answer is like this. The answer is, the reason why we do it is because really this was Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash HaYakayim. So Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash HaYakayim. So in Pesach it's Omer, in Atzeres it's Shtei Alechem, and in Chag it's Nisach HaMayim. So Nisach HaMayim, so we don't have that anymore. So really that is non-existent because we don't have the Mikdash.
But you see that in Sukkos, they were Misakein Zecher LaMikdash. So that's why you do the Akafas around the Bima. So the halacha of the Nisuch HaMayim B'Chag, and I think it is based on the fact that there's a difference between Omer and between Shtei Alechem and Nisuch HaMayim. Omer and Shtei Alechem is a mitzvah carbon. But Nisuch HaMayim is really a kiyum in Migdash. That's why there's a simcha gedola b'Migdash in the Nisuch HaMayim. Special simcha. So, and like we explained, because Nisuch HaMayim reflects the idea of the true Oved Hashem. He's happy to be Menasuch Mayim. So the Nisuch HaMayim was a separate kiyum simcha b'Migdash. So that's why we still do that Zecher l'Migdash, and that's why we're makif the Bima. And that's why if you look at the Hakafis and the Hashanis, in the end it talks about the Gula Asida. Because it's Zechel HaMikdash, Kroma Vas Vas Roma, is B.S. Hagoyah. So that really is you look forward to the Gula. So it means that where it's a Kiyom, in Migdash, Nisuch HaMayim is different. It's a Kiyom and Migdash, and the Masak and Zechel and Migdash. So that's why Bizman HaZeh, Hashanah Rabbah has a value. That's why Bizman HaZeh, Hashanah Rabbah stands out as a separate value. But it's not because of the Emas HaDin, it's because of the Kiyom Migdash and the Zechel and Migdash, which demands, Zechel and Migdash always demands that you must look forward to the Gula Asida. That's like on Pesach also, same thing. Shegolano, Golosanu, and then you speak Gulasida. So same thing in the Neschos, in today's Tefillah, in the Ashayin, it's the same thing. So the reason, that's why it was retained, because this is separate. So that's why the Hashanah Rabbah is really, our Hashanah Rabbah is really Hashanah Rabbah Al Shema Asid. It's really Hashanah Rabbah Al Shema Asid. That's the ikkakim of the Hashanah Rabbah, because of b'chagdi dunam alamayim. But it's not because of the emas hadin of the b'chagdi dunam alamayim. It's because of the kiyum in the regel. The kiyum in the regel. That's what I mentioned. That's what I mentioned one time. Let's say you say adam nidin b'chol yom. So Rabbi Yosef, so he didn't have Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Yosef says, no, he didn't have Rosh Hashanah. No. That just because adam nidin b'chol yom doesn't mean there's no special kedushas hayom for that idea. That's a different question. So if it were Emas Adin is every day. You have an Emas Adin every day. Because you see certain things, you can vote like Xeris, and you should have an Emas Adin every day. Or maybe you should be Choshish Rabbi Yossi. Adam Nidim B'chol Yom. No, it's a Tana, no one disproved them. So we should be have an Emas Adin every single day. Or the Gemara even says, Kamal Matzlin Ha'idna, maybe Rabbi Yossi. So you see, it's not because of the Emas Adin. That's the mistake I think people make. They think that Hashanah Rabbah is like in Kippur. It's not the Emas Adin. It's the Kiyum in the Kedushas HaRegel of the Chagni Dunam Alamayim. And that's to bring back the idea that why are we Zocha to Mayim is only because of the Kiyum of the Regel. And now we don't have it anymore. So that's why it mentions the Gula Asida, Al Shem Asid. That's the Kiyum of Hashanah Rabbah. But the kiyum, but you see this kiyum, and that's what the Rav mentioned, that this kiyum of Hashanah Rabbah is a very great kiyum. And that's why in the time of the Gainim, people would come back to Davin B'tzibur twice a year, Yom Kippur and Hashanah Rabbah. Because it's a special kind of a kiyum. It's not a repetition of Yom Kippur. It's a special kind of a kiyum. It's a kiyum of recognition of the fact that Klal Yisrael's well-being is tully in keeping the Mo'adim, and keeping the Mo'adim properly. And the Kiyum Migdash of Nisuch HaMayim and the Kiyum of the Mitzvahs, which reflect the correct ideas. That's the special Kiyum of Hashanah Rabbah. That's why it has a special significance, different kind of significance than the significance of Yom Kippurim. It's different. It's tied, it has a common point, juncture, in the fact that it's Nidun HaMayim. But that's not the idea. It's not an Emas Adin. It's a celebration of the idea that Klal Yisrael is totally, it's the Schus HaMayim is totally in the Mo'adim, which is totally in Migdash, And we do Zechel HaMikdash with the recognition that that's what we're lacking. We're lacking Mikdash. We look forward to having Mikdash again so that the correct ideas should be in existence, be brought into existence. I just want to mention one thing that you see, there's a lot of, people have a lot of, strange ideas. I want to show you there's a Tosfos, for instance. When you learn something, you have to understand, especially with the Aishanis and things, people have start with crazy ideas and make the Aishana into a whole hocus pocus, which is really, that's connected the whole philosophy of Kol HaTorah Kulo. So you make a hocus pocus out of the Aishana. As a matter of fact, the Takana is just the opposite. It's really Chavitas HaRav. So the Rav is nothing. The only thing that's something is Schar Vonish. That's the, everything revolves around Schar Vonish. And no specific magical performance is going to help you. But I want to show you there's a Tosfos that is unintelligible unless you really understand the important concept that all mitzvahs are ideas. You see, Tosfos, the Gemara says on Tezayinah Beis. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Rosh Hashanah. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Kol Shana She'ein Token Lo B'Tchilosa, Merian Lo B'Safa. Okay, any year that you don't do the Kiyas Shofar from the beginning on Rosh Hashanah, so in the end, it's bad. Okay. And then the Gemara says, my timer, why? The Lowy Arv of Sut. Okay, because you didn't have the Tkiyas to be Ma'arv of the Sut. So take a look at Tosfos. She'ein Token B'Tchilosa. So what does it mean? So it's Chol B'Shabbos, like this year. Chol B'Shabbos. So that means that we have a bad year. Achmalzon. The Farish Balochas Gedolos. Lav the Mikla B'Shabbata. This Yalid Unso. You see? It says, doesn't mean because there's no Tekias. Because it was Chol B'Shabbos, like this year. But it means it was Misyalid Unso. They couldn't do it for some reason. They weren't able. No one is. They weren't able to blow Shofar. Okay. Maybe Xeris Malchus. Whatever. Okay. So the question is, if it's simply a matter of La'avir v'sasatan, so what difference does it make? If it's Chal B'Shabbos, or if it's Onus? You want to say, because if you'd say, because they didn't do the mitzvah to give shofar, that'd be one thing. But you see, it's Onus. Onus Rachmana Patrek. So he's just as much putter as if it's Chal B'Shabbos. So my nafkamina, what is the difference? You see? What's the pshat in the Tosfos?
When you don't blow, it's because of a halachic reason that you're engaged in halacha by not blowing.
So what? But you know, but over there was an onus. So I'm putter. What's that?
The situation you're in because of the.
If you're going to tell me because I didn't do it, you understand? So then I understand. Not because you're putter, but he says it's Yalvar Onso. Yalvar Onso means something that. The people weren't able to blow. They couldn't blow anyways. The Malchus goes exera. They wouldn't allow the Bezin to blow. They couldn't blow anyways. So what's the so why is it anybody's fault? So we're saying something. No, that's something else. That's an Eretz Yisrael. So the Rav explained. It's only an Eretz Yisrael. But what it means is like this. See, that's what the Rambam says, that all mitzvahs, the objective of mitzvahs is ideas. And if a person takes the advice of the Torah and the mitzvahs, then his well-being is assured. And if he doesn't, his well-being is just the opposite. So the thing is like this, that where it's Chol B'Shabbos, so it's Takanas Chachamim, it's not to blow. But you're osek in tefillah, and you're osek in zichron truah. So you think of the ideas. So then you have the benefit of the mitzvah. You can't do the maisa mitzvah, but you have the zichron truah through the kiyum of tefillah and through recognition of the ideas. The chachamim were not mevatel the idea of the idea of tzkiyas and Rosh Hashanah, zichron truah. Whether you say like Rashi, don't say like Rashi. It doesn't matter. I mean, we don't hold like Rashi. It's Midaraisa Yishalmi, but we say it's Midarabanan. But Midaraisa, it's true Midaraisa, you can't blow, but in the tefillahs, the ideas of the shofar are prominent. So the idea of the mitzvah is there. But if it's Yisyalid onso, so it means they weren't able to do it. So they couldn't be involved in the ideas properly. You see, it wasn't because, in other words, the yomtiv was one which they couldn't be mekayim the mitzvah because they were forced. So they were lacking in being related to the ideas of the shofar. That's bad. But there you see the concept of li'arve v'sasot. It's not because of a, like people think, that somehow or other, that performance does something. Performance doesn't do anything. Performance only does one thing. It only if the person listens to the ideas, so then he benefits. And that's exactly what Taisus is saying. That is, since the concept is the benefit of the idea, so when Chachoma mevatel the mitzvah, because of the kiyum ayom, but there's a zichron trua, so there's a kiyum. So you think of the idea of the mitzvah shofar and you benefit. That's ma'arvid as a satan, the ideas. But if it's a sialer unsa, means they couldn't keep the yomtiv properly, so then it's bad, because then they can't be related to it, because then that's a disturbed yomtiv. They're disturbed, even though it's machmasonis, but they can't apply themselves properly to the ideas because of the disturbing feature. So the Sialarunsa, the disturbing feature of the extraneous coercion, which doesn't allow them to be Mekayim the mitzvah, destroys their state of mind vis-a-vis the limud of the mitzvah. That's what I said. Okay. No, that's what it means. It means that the reish shatah is bad. Because the reish shatah has to start off with that idea. So it means it's going to be... Oh, friend. What? Not now. Do another time. Okay.